Hello and welcome back to another very interesting episode of Health Insights. Continuing our discussion with dietitian Sonam Jain, but with a new topic. And today's topic is diet and care in pregnancy.
Amaya Vox, the new perspective.
We welcome you, Sonam. Let's start our discussion with this first question. Pregnancy is a really beautiful phase, but at the same time, very stressful too. So what's your opinion about it?
Yes, absolutely right. That pregnancy, I think, is one of the most beautiful phases for every woman, you know. It's such a beautiful transformation, not only physically, but emotionally also. And at the same time, it can be very stressful, especially in the last 2 years, you know, when, there is lockdown, there is so much of stress, there is so much of fear, there is anxiety, you know, women are locked in the house because, you know, extra precautions are taken care of since you have conceived. You of course don't want to get infected. So what I would suggest is that, you know, and this kind of situation can happen anywhere. It's not that because of COVID, you know, the stress levels go high. In normal situation also, because, you know, one is not prepared and one is not sure what kind of changes to expect in pregnancy. And as we say that, you know, every woman have different pregnancies. So not necessary if my first pregnancy was comfortable, my second one will be the same. So there are simple tips to be taken care of so that, you know, it doesn't go stressful. You have to accept that, you know, you will go through some changes, hormonal changes, physical changes, mental changes, emotional changes. You will get cranky. So you need to pay some time in meditation. True, true. You need to go a little slow. You know, you need to make sure if everything is normal under your gynec's permission. You must go for walks. So these are the little tips that can be done. And of course, don't just end up eating too much because that's only going to increase your stress. So make sure while you're pregnant, you are also making sure that you're eating more cleaner now.
I can totally relate to it. So Sonam, next I want to ask you, like, is there anything someone can do in terms of diet before getting pregnant? As in, is there anything called as a pre-pregnancy diet?
Oh, well, as I said in the previous question that you need to eat more clean now because you have conceived, you know, it doesn't give you a certificate to start eating junk. So ideally, yes, there is a pre-pregnancy diet where, you know, women plans in advance that, okay, you know, she wants to conceive. So generally it's called a 2 month pre-pregnancy diet where, you know, we tell the client to increase their prebiotics, we tell the client to increase their proteins, and depending on the case, depending on the age, depending whether it's first pregnancy and, you know, what kind of body structure you have and what kind of routine you have. So a lot of changes are done and are appreciated if are made in terms not only eating food but also in terms of sleeping hours, exercise. So definitely there is something called pre-pregnancy diet.
Next, I want to bring in picture the pandemic and the lockdown scenario, which has changed the entire, feeling of pregnancy. I would say this has added a lot to the stress and the difficulties that a woman faces. So how can one deal with pregnancy stress and lockdown? Because I have seen many women who went into depression because of lockdown and the number of COVID cases. I mean, one has to be, you know, in a kind of constant stress. So how to deal with the stress caused because of rising number of COVID cases, the lockdown, the lack of facilities, the fear, especially the fear?
As I said in the previously also that in the lockdown, a lot of women did go into depression, and because of the COVID cases, you know, the stress levels really went high. Well, you know, you really can't change what's going outside. What you can do is that you make sure that, you know, you keep yourself calm. You try to do some yoga. You try to stay indoors. Don't try to expose yourself outside. And everything will be fine. You know, you really don't have to think so much. And 1%, you know, there have been cases where the woman was pregnant and she did get COVID, but luckily the medical science has been, you know, blessed enough that the baby is not affected with a COVID positive pregnant mother, and vice versa also, that while the mother is feeding the baby and if she gets COVID, you know, it is not affecting the child. So you need to go easy on yourself. Tell yourself if it happens, you know, if by God, you know, God forbid, if COVID happens to you, it shall be taken care. But don't panic on assumptions and try avoiding watching news, try getting less updates. You know, I think so much of things are anyways out there to help you. So speak to a counselor, be in touch with your gynec, and keep a very positive atmosphere. That should be very helpful, because you know what will happen is, because if you'll get stressed, you will end up eating junk food, you will end up eating more, and it's only going to make you further lazy, further low. So don't do that.
Okay, Sonam. So, how much exercise do you think is advised, especially considering the COVID scenario? It is not that easy to go out and be active. You have to take extra precautions. How much exercise do you think is advised during COVID?
Well, see, there is no restriction in terms of exercises. So a regular 15-minute walk is absolutely advised throughout. Mm-hmm. And if you are on the fitter side, and if you know your placenta is not low, or there is no other medical ifs and buts, you know, you can actually do your proper exercises. You can do some weight trainings in terms of your hands. Okay. You can do squats. So exercise is not a no in pregnancy. Walks are absolutely allowed throughout your 9 months. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, you know, what kind of further aggressive exercises you have to do, just take permission, speak to your doctor, your gynec, and then under somebody's supervision, you know, you should be doing it. Now there is something called natal yoga, which is excellent, that you know, while you're pregnant, you have these amazing yoga sessions where they make you do these asanas, which are not only good for your body but for flexibility, to, you know, they kind of open your pelvic towards more of normal delivery, which is very important. So absolutely, you must try and figure out what kind of exercise routine works in your pregnancy.
That's great information, Sonam. And next, I would like to throw some light on the diet and food during pregnancy. What kind of food should one eat? And is there any kind of advice for weight gain in these 9 months?
So, see, there is nothing that you have to, you know, completely change eating the kind of food that you've been eating because you are pregnant. Mm-hmm. What you need to make sure, whether you're a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian, you need to increase your protein, because your muscles really need to be strong. Your muscle mass needs to go up. So rather than, you know, binging all the time on junk food and sugar and high salty product, try to increase your diet with good protein. Now this can come through dals. A lot of other things can be incorporated. So apart from that, you know, go high on fruits, go high on liquids, go high on curds. You know, probiotic is excellent. Try to have early dinners. Okay. And so when you do these kind of a little, you know, visualizing change in your diet, you know, you will see that it will not only help in long-term healthy pregnancy, but you will see the benefit of it on the child also. You know, you will see that their BMR is good, their digestion power is good, they're less colic when they are born. So a lot of babies who, you know, end up crying and who are colic is because the mother's diet was bad, and or of course if the mother is not eating clean food when they are feeding also, it affects the child. So pregnancy is not the only 9 months when you tell yourself, oh, now this is the time I must eat. Not really. You know, you must eat in the right proportions, good timings, good nutritious food, have handful of almonds daily, go high on milk. So yes, and then unless you have any medical conditions, then of course, you know, your gynec and your nutritionist will work together to help a diet plan for you.
Now coming to the last question of today's discussion, but a very important one, that is recovery, which should happen in the most, you know, I would say the right manner. So what is your advice for post-delivery recovery and the diet that one should follow?
Well, actually, you know, people say that, you know, the journey post-delivery is actually more difficult, because that is when the postpartum depression happens. That is when the reality hits you that, oh God, you've gained so much weight. And then you're like, I don't have time. I have sleepless nights. Okay. So I'm just eating what everybody's feeding me. Somebody's eating high ghee fat laddus. Mm-hmm. Somebody's eating too much. Somebody's eating too less because they want to lose weight faster. Okay. So what you need to do is you need to calm yourself down. You need to tell yourself, you know, what is your priority right now? Of course, your priority is the baby. You know that you want to feed the baby. So make sure that your diet is a high nutritionist diet where your milking is higher. But it, at the same time, you need to make sure that you're not eating forcefully extra, thinking that, okay, I need more food because I'm, you know, making milk. So you know, be a conscious decider making in this, that, you know, what you eat is hardly is actually around 300 calories more. That's about it, in which, you know, you should actually include 2 glasses of milk. And apparently after 2-3 months, when everything is okay, you know, you must focus on your weight loss. You must focus on coming back to your original weight, and it should not be done through starvation. It should not be done drastically. It should not be done by spending hours and hours in the gym. It should be done in a balance where, you know, your health coach or your nutritionist guides you in a manner where your body's, you know, getting recovery, whether you're losing weight also, and at the same time your stamina level also goes high. So you really have to listen to your body. Don't leave it there, okay, you know, I don't have time, because apparently and sadly 70% of the ladies, they end up gaining weight in their pregnancy and they never get it back. You know, they just give up. That's the worst thing to do. And the best time to lose weight after delivery is you start taking it seriously actually after 45 days. If you have a normal delivery and everything is okay, until unless you have a cesarean or you have any medical condition, then you can postpone it for 2.5-3 months. But otherwise, actually after 41 days is the best time to put yourself back on the system. Go slow, but start doing it. Changes towards getting back to the original weight and health.
Thank you, Sonam. Thank you for such valuable inputs and the important information that you have shared regarding pregnancy and diet, which I feel will benefit so many expecting mothers at this moment. And this is the time when, you know, you want somebody to guide you properly, and you have done that. I'm sure our listeners have valued with all that you have said today. Thank you for joining us, and it was indeed a pleasure having you with us today. And now to my lovely listeners, I would like to say thank you for joining us and listening to Health Insights. We will be back again with something new, some new topic and a new guest in the next episode. So till then, stay safe, be happy and be positive, and keep listening to Amaya Walks.
Amaya Walks. The new perspective.